So by the most extraordinary causeless mercy of the very soft and wonderful divine lotus feet of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who preached the mission of that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu whose appearance day we are honoring today, by His divine causeless mercy, we are all sitting here today in this most holy dham, Sri Vrindavan, where Srimati Radhika and Sri Krishna have performed their wonderful pastimes. We're sitting in this most beautiful Krishna Balaram temple established by His Divine Grace, and we're all gathered here to glorify the extraordinary, extremely extraordinary causeless mercy of that Kali Yuga Pavana Prem Avatar Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila, we were just singing a nice song by Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. He also has two very beautiful verses that is described that the devotees strung these verses. Hearing these two verses, they strung these two verses as a flower garland and kept them around their necks. Very beautiful verses. Vairaj vidya nija bhakti yoga sikshartam eka purusha prana Sri Krishna chaitanya sarira dari kripam gujayastam aham prapadye kalan nastan bhakti yoga nijaya praduskartum Krishna chaitanya nama avir bhutas tasya padara vinde garam garam liyate chitta bringa. Vairaj vidya nija bhakti yoga. Nija means his very own. Vairaga vidya nija bhakti yoga. That bhakti accompanied with vairagya and renunciation and knowledge. It accompanies bhakti. These are not the cause of bhakti. They accompany bhakti. Just like we know, in the Sriva Sangha, and there was one brahmachari, he wanted to hear that kirtan, he hid. When the kirtan started, Mahaprabhu said, stop, stop, ecstasy is not coming, someone with pure heart is not here. So then finally Srivas admitted that one brahmachari is here, he's very nice, he only drinks milk, he doesn't take anything else. Mahaprabhu said, if I could get Krishna by drinking milk, then I would drink gallons and gallons of milk. Do you think you can get Krishna by drinking milk? By performing austerities, penance? Throw him out! He threw him out. But he considered that the extraordinary mercy of Mahaprabhu, that he blessed him in this way. So then Mahaprabhu, when he saw that he was not upset at all, that he was accepted this as Mahaprabhu's mercy, then it's all right, let him come back. It is only by devotion that we can understand Krishna. And that in devotion inspires bhakti and knowledge. Inspires them. By bhakti and knowledge, you won't, by knowledge and renunciation, you won't necessarily get bhakti. Just like this Ravan, he's also known as Mahapandit. He was greatly learned fellow. Even when we were in Kumbh Mela in Ujjain, we saw the one Mahapandit Ravan cold drink stand was there, somebody's devotee of Ravan. He was a very learned fellow. But he has no devotion. Gyan does not cause devotion. What to speak of renunciation and penance is Hiranyakashipu. He stood on the tips of his toes for 100 years. Such austerity, no one knows, 100 years on the tips of my toes. But did it bring any devotion? But we see that bhakti automatically brings this vairagya and this vidya. They come automatically, they run behind. So vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga. Sikshartam eka purusha parana. To teach. Sikshartam purusha parana. To teach. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga. Sikshartam eka purusha parana. Eka, that same. Purusha parana, he's the same. That Purana Purush, Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhadarbhim, we sing every morning. That same Adi Purush, Purana Purush, he's appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach his own. He's the Supreme Lord himself, but he's teaching. As Prabhupada gave the example, teachers writing A, B, C, or Ka, Ka, Ga, whatever. It is not that he's learning, he's showing by example. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is that self-same Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Nija Bhakti Yoga, he's teaching his own devotion, which inspires Vairagya and Vidya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga, Sikshartam Eka, Purusha Purana, that same, Eka, that same. That same Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar, now he's come as Sachi Sutta Gaur Sundar. Sachinandan Gorsundar. The same. Sikshartameka Purusha Parana. See, Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dari. Now he has taken on this form, golden form. Before he was Sham Sundar. Now he's become Gorsundar. Unto that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I surrender myself. Prapadye, I surrender myself at the lotus feet of that wonderful incarnation of the Lord, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kalan nastan bhakti yoga nijaya. Kalan nastan. Kala, we know, time. Nashta means destroyed. Kalan nastan nicha bhakti yoga. That information about that very pure, his own bhakti, that was lost in the course of time. Kala nastan nija bhakti yoga. Parduskartum Krishna Chaitanya nama, but to revive. Parduskartum Krishna Chaitanya nama. Somebody named nama, Krishna Chaitanya has appeared to rescue that sweet knowledge of bhakti yoga. Kala nastan bhakti yoga nija. Parduskartum Krishna Chaitanya nama. Avirbhutas tasya padaravinde. He has avirbhut. This is his avirbhav. So he has appeared to rescue this shining glories of especially this Braja Bhakti. And he has aravinde. Tasya padaravinde. Pada, you know, padiyatra. Pada means foot. Aravinda means lotus. Those beautiful lotus, nectar from those two beautiful lotus feet. Chitta Bringa. Bringa means this bumblebee. He's always looking where is nectar. Especially in the lotus, there's a special type of nectar that is called makaranda. The bees, they go there to that makaranda. They become mad after that makaranda. They become so mad, they forget even their very life, because in the evening, all the lotuses, they close. Their friend is the sun. The friend of the lotus flower in the morning, they will all smile very brightly, but in the evening when sun is going, moon is coming, they will close. But that bee, he's so much absorbed in drinking that makaranda. Petals are closing around him. He's going to be sealed in. He's going to die. He doesn't care. That nectar is so ecstatic. He doesn't care. So Sarvabhauma is praying, let my mind become like that. Let me forget about everything else. Garam, garam, he said, very deeply, deeply, garam, garam, liyate chitta. Let my mind become a little bee to drink very deeply and deeply, deeply and deeply. Garam, garam, liyate chitta bringa. Let me drink that nectar of those two lotus feet, I will forget everything else in this world automatically. So it is said there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the devotees, they took these two verses and strung them like garlands on their necks. Prabhupada has translated very mercifully this Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can pick it up and learn these verses and string them around your neck, wear them as a garland, chant them every day. Two wonderful verses describing the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So our, just like this, our Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he has also written many, many beautiful songs. Last year we took a few verses from a very wonderful song of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Godruma Bhajana Upadesh. So last year we discussed a few verses, now we'll go ahead a few verses. He starts, what is that?
Yarite hari parasa roja sudam rasa pana param hridayam satatam pariritya griham kali bhavamayam bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum.
Vidum is another word for moon. It's like we know Chandra, but Sanskrit, many words are there. Vidum. He says, just worship that beautiful golden moon of the kunjas of the forest of Godrum. He says, yadi te hari pada saroj sudam. Sudam means nectar. We're discussing that saroj. Means lotus. Another name for lotus. If you want that nectar of that lotus, yadi te hari pada saroj hari pad, from those lotus feet of Hari. Yaditei hari parasa roja sutam rasa, that rasa of that nectar, rasa pana param, you want to become absorbed in drinking it. Rasa pana param ridayam satatam, in your heart, satatam, constantly drinking that nectar, what should you do? Pariritya griham, he says, you give up this householder life. Pariritya griham, he says, give up this householder life. Kalibhava mayam. Actually, this is controversial. He doesn't say to give up householder life. Which householder life does he say to give up? He says, Pariritya Griham Kali Bhava Mayam. Give up that householder life that is filled with Kali Bhav. Give up that householder life. Just like we know, there was one Chaitanya Das. And he could just, he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went to see Nimai, actually. But he got to Katwa, they were performing the sannyas ceremony. He saw them cutting the beautiful locks of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He heard the name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Suddenly, nothing could come from his mouth, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He went back to his house, chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He fell on the floor chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. His wife grabbed his feet, also began chanting Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. The children, they also grabbed the feet of their parents and began rolling on the ground chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. This type of householder life is very wonderful. So he says, Pariritya Griham, Pariritya Griham, Kali Bhavama. Give up that householder life that is full of Kali Bhav. Take on that householder life that is full of Gaura Bhav. Bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum. So we discussed some verses last year. This year we'll go ahead a little further. He says, Brisabhanu sutandita vanu tanum jamuna tatanagara nanda sutam Murali kala gita vinoda parambhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum. Just worship that golden moon of the kunjas of the forest of Godrum. He is that self-same Brijendranandan Sham Sundar on whose bama tanum, on his left side, Risabhanu sutan bita banata bama tanum, on his left side, this Brisabhanu Sutta. Brisabhanu Sutta means Srimati Radharani is on his left side. He's that Jamuna Tata, he's wandering along the banks of the Jamuna. Nanda Sutam, he's the son of Nanda Maharaj.
Murali Kalagita Vinoda Param,
who's playing such sweet songs that are just Vinoda Param, just nourishing the hearts of all the devotees.
Murali Kalagita, very Kalagita, very sweet songs he's singing with his flute.
He's the self same. That golden moon of the forest of Kunjas of the forest of Godrum, he's that self same person. That is the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. In fact, there's wonderful verse Krishnadas Kaviraj has kept in his Chaitanya Charitamrit, where he explains that there was three things that Krishna, who knows everything, couldn't understand. What is that ecstasy that Radharani feels when she sees my beautiful form? What is that beauty in that form that excites her? And what is that love that Krishna, he loves everyone. But that love that Radharani has for him, he's the object of that love. How he can feel it? He wants to know, what is that? He wants to taste that. Krishna's Kaviraj said, iti lobat. Loba, we know loba means greed. This is not a word that we use in reference to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he has said loba, iti loba, greedy to understand these things. Lord was greedy to understand these things. Therefore he has taken on this mood of Srimati Radharani. Therefore he's the self-same. Then he goes on, he says,
Giriraja Sutta Parivita Griham Navakanda Patim Yati Chitaharam Sura Sanganutam Priyayam Sahitam Bajagodruma Kanana Kunjavidum.
Just worship that golden moon of the Kunjas of the forest of Godrum.
Giriraja Sutta.
Of course, we know one other Giriraj, but this Giriraj refers to the Himalayas. Giriraja Sutta. And who's coming down from the Himalayas is Ganga. She's known as Giriraja Sutta.
Giriraja Sutta Parivita Griham.
His home, his Griha, is surrounded by this Ganga, flowing on all sides. So many islands are there, means all sides Ganga is flowing.
Giriraja Sutta Parivita Griham Navakanda Patim.
Navakanda Patim. He is the lord of nine islands.
Yati Chitaharam.
And he steals the mind of the Yatis. Yati means the renunciates, sannyasis, who aren't attached to anything. But Yati Chitaharam, he steals their minds. We know that story when the Yati came to the house. He was offering his bhog to his deity. And Nimai would come and eat, and three times he had to offer. Finally in the midnight, then Lord said, well, you're calling me? I'm coming. What is the problem? Then he revealed himself. That Yati, he was used to wandering from place to place. He never left Navadvip after that. Simply stayed there worshipping this golden moon of the forest of Godru. Sannyasis, they travel place to place, but after seeing this Mahaprabhu, he stayed in that one place. Yati Chittaharam.
Surasang Anutam.
Surasang, all the suras, the demigods, nutam, they're glorifying him.
Priya sahitam,
along with his priya, Vishnu priya and Lakshmi priya.
Bajagodruma kanana kunjavitam.
Hari kirtanam adyagatam swajanai parivestita jambuna dabaharim.
Nija goda janaika kripa jaladim. Bajagodruma kanana kunjavidum.
Hari kirtana madhya gatam swajanai. Hari kirtana madhya, you can figure him. Madhya, in the middle. He's in the middle of kirtan. Hari kirtana madhya gatam swajanai. And swajan, surrounded by all his loving devotees.
Hari kirtana madhya gatam swajanai parivestita.
He's surrounded.
Parivestita Jambunadhava Hari. He's Hari, but Jambunadhava Hari. Jambunadhava. You know, from fifth canto, there's that jambu tree. The fruits are coming, they're breaking, and river is flowing. On the banks of that river, gold is coming. So another word of gold is Jambunadhava. Jambunada, Jambunadhava Hari, Abha, with the luster. Jambunada. This gold that appears on the banks of this, on the banks of that river of jambu juice, jamun juice. These are jamun fruits falling, breaking, and gold is produced. So he's Hari, but he's not that Sham Hari, he's that Jambunadhava Hari. Abha. Abha means with the luster of gold. He's a golden Hari. Hari Kirtana Madhya Gatam Sajanai Paribesita Jambunadhava Hari. Nija Goda Janaika Kripa Jaladim. Again, Nija, this word, his very own. Nija Goda Janaika, for those Gaudiyas, for all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Kripa Jaladim, he is the ocean of mercy. Kripa Jaladim. If you come to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can become absorbed, become bathed, become soothed. Our hearts are burning. This ocean will soothe our burning hearts. How? Hari Kirtana Madhya Gatam Sajana. But that Hari Kirtan, this is that most auspicious day. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared when Hari Kirtan was going on. This day, 516 years ago, was Chandragrahan, moon eclipse. Because ordinary Chandra was thinking that when Gaura Chandra is coming, then what is the use of ordinary moon? He covered his face. It's Gaura Chandra is coming. What is the use of he covered his face? So when he covered his face, everybody, what did they do? They went to the side of the river and chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So with the whole of India roaring with the holy name, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to inaugurate this Hari Kirtan movement, this Sankirtan movement. By this Sankirtan movement, Kripa Jaladim, you become washed away in this great ocean of Kripa. So that is the day we are celebrating today, 516 years ago, underneath a neem tree, as the son of Jagannath Misra and Mother Sachi, the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to give us this Harinam Sankirtan, which will wash all the dirty things from our heart, wash away all of our sorrows, wash away all of our problems, and elevate us to the highest levels of Nija Bhakti, his own Bhakti. So in this, repeating the words of these great Acharyas, Sarvabhauma and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, we glorify that Kaliyuga Pavana, Prem Avatar, Golden Prem Avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So with that, although there's many more beautiful verses that Bhakti Vinod has written, with this here I will bring my lecture to an end. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.